And it'll be four, and we can start jamming. Okay. This is what's on tap. Pabst? I don't even know if that's a thing, if I said
PBRs.
It right. PBRs. Did you ever have Milwaukee's Best out here?
Yeah. It's like, I think it was $5 a case or something like that.
Yeah. Pabst, Milwaukee's Best, Coors Light, Bud Light. And that's it. You got to choose from those.
If I was to choose any of them, probably, not that I really would want any of them, but probably Coors Light.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one's the king of beers?
Budweiser claims to be the king of beers.
Yeah.
Or used to. I don't know that they still do.
We could Google that, too. Thank God for Google.
I don't think it's necessary.
And I don't know why you're not all really excited to be on the radio right now.
You totally excited.
You had a full day off.
Not exactly.
No?
No.
What'd you do today?
I had chores to do today.
Yeah, tell the people what you did today.
Let's see.
If you say food shopping, I'm going to literally kill
I went food shopping at Market Basket.
That's terrible. Why do people say that?
Because that's what we say.
Food shopping. It's
went
a new...
shopping for food.
What about I'm going to the grocery store?
I did that too while I was food shopping. I food shopped at the grocery store.
It's not like you get to keep it. Shopping infers that...
What do you mean you get to keep? Of course you get to keep it. You buy it. You keep it.
Right, but it's disposable. It has a
shelf. Oh, kind of like everything at the Dollar Tree.
Oh, God, why? Why do I do this? All right, so everyone, thanks for tuning in. The first song we're going to play is actually a Soundgarden song. One of my favorites. It's called The 4th of July. Love that song.
Why are you playing that?
Because yesterday was the 4th of July.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, this is the day after.
Oh, okay.
People still probably in the fireworks kind of mood, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's other celebrations. Actually, I should look to see who's having fireworks tonight, and I could drag you there, too.
No, that's not happening, and I don't think anybody is.
Oh, look. Then after that, we're going to go to the Allman Brothers. And, why do you like this song so much, Soul Shine?
I just like the song.
Out of the Allman Brothers, is there any other songs that you like from them?
I do like other songs from the Allman Brothers.
But not as much as you like this one?
No, I just... in the mood for that song, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, so before we start listening to music, name two songs that you asked a DJ to play over the weekend. You asked for Soul Shine, but then there's some...
Give
Me Three Steps. Who is that?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And then didn't they play that after on Saturday night, too?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by after.
We went somewhere else and they played
it. Oh, the band.
Skynyrd. I can't even play it. Freebird is number one. Simple Man. Do they still tour?
I think what's left of them does, yeah.
What's left of them? What does that mean?
I think a lot of them have died.
Really? From what?
I don't know. Hard living.
Hard living?
Obviously, a couple of them from the plane crash.
What is this plane crash thing you keep talking about?
Okay, you know what?
Yeah. No, I just would just say it, and then I'll play the music. Go ahead. This plane crash. I
VH1 Behind the Music.
I never saw it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, now I got to try to Google that?
Yes, yes.
All right, folks. Well, now you're done listening to DJ Lawnchair. Fight with Gene on your scene. So now it's time to listen to some music. So just pray that we don't turn on our mics again.
Thank you. We'll be right back. a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candlelight of home burns so very far away. Now you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. Darkness.
Wow, that's talent. Are these guys still alive?
Some of them are.
The Allman Brothers?
Well,
isn't it just two dudes?
Well, no, it was a band, but the two Allmans are both dead, Dwayne and Greg.
Wow, Twining and Greg?
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne and Greg.
Yes.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Gene on your scene. It's Radio 10 time, and we have a special guest that we love, 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 love. It's DJ Lawnchair. Give us a big hi, DJ Lawnchair.
Hi.
So the next song that you've chosen is Alice Cooper, and it's a crazy picture. You can't see it, but it says Inmates and We're All Crazy. Tell us about Alice Cooper, DJ Lawnchair.
Alice Cooper is a American-born singer.
Yeah.
I believe he's from the Detroit area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And what about this album, We're All Crazy?
This is from the album From the Inside.
Oh, From the Inside. Oh,
that's
I see it. Sorry.
The album is called From the Inside.
Oh, okay. And so it
basically
says,
it's supposed to be, what I've heard was that he actually, I don't know whether he committed himself or somebody committed him for depression or something, and he ended up basically in a hospital, and this is songs that he wrote based on people.
That's nuts. You have never told me that.
Like, it's not necessarily.
This is crazy.
Like,
somebody committed him?
Or he committed himself just because he had depression or something.
You like never told me that,
okay,
DJ.
Okay, well,
you
probably never asked.
Yeah, I don't particularly like him. Doesn't he eat things on stage like
no.
Ozzy?
No.
He throws things like blood, no?
No, he basically used to have a snake.
That's it. What did he do with the snake? I don't like snakes.
Well, I don't know what he did with it. Maybe he set it free. Maybe he put it back in his cage.
I don't know. Did he bring it on stage
and whip it
around
kinda,
on people?
Just,
that's terrible.
No, he didn't put it around other people. I think he just put it on himself.
Oh, God. What else about Alice Cooper? Wow, that's amazing.
He's a very avid golfer.
Yeah, I like that part.
And they say he's a very nice guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Were the Allman Brothers very nice guys?
I don't know.
You don't know. All right. Well, thanks for that wealth of information, DJ Lawnchair. Anything else about him? There's some other songs you like by him, too.
Yeah, there's a few songs of his that I like, yeah.
School's Out.
Yeah,
well, everybody likes that song, right? And then there's something else, isn't there? I'm trying to remember what other songs.
There's other songs that I like of his, yeah.
Yeah. And what about with the face paint? Did he ever say why he does that? Is it just a Kiss knockoff with the...
What? It's mascara and stuff. He was around a lot longer than Kiss was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
All right. Well, let's...
I don't know if it's been a long time before Kiss, but...
I didn't know he was
it's
depressed.
It's basically just mascara.
Well, it's all over his face.
It's not all over his face. It's over his eyes.
And then he's got it on his mouth, too.
No, I think it just kind of runs from sweating and stuff. Like, I don't know that it's real mascara, but it's... Whatever, let's play.
Let's play. What do you want to play?
Whatever.
All right, let's play Monopoly.
Church while the choir within sang religious songs. And it's not like we thought we was right. We just played with the wheels of a passenger train that cracked on the tracks one night. It's not like we ain't on the ball. We just talked to our shrinks. They talked to the shrinks. No wonder we're up the wall. We went out busted the hinge on Uncle Sam's daughters and sons.
Everybody's taking chance. Save the dance. Oh, let's save the dance. Yes, save the dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance. We can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, 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 it's safe to dance.
Shout out to Renee down there in Fall River playing WMFO. We're so appreciative, and oh, we love you so much. So we have DJ Lawnchair, and actually, so we talked about how I love going to see musical things with you because you have a wealth of musical knowledge, and it's true, you have a lot of cool stories. But I was wondering if you could tell the sorry, I have a mint in my mouth. If you could tell our listeners about Billy Joel and how he left the record industry, and he went and he performed somewhere or something. Yeah, no, tell us about that. Tell us about that.
I think he was just fighting with his record label or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know the specifics of it, whether he like just didn't like the cut he was getting or what. But basically, he was under contract with them, so he couldn't play anywhere without, you know, them. So basically, he went and started playing piano bars.
I love that.
I guess in New York.
Really?
And he played under the name of Bill Martin, I guess.
Bill Martin? That's so weird.
Yeah.
And do people know? Like, I would be, like, well, there, like, I don't psyched.
Know that, you know, he was as big then as he is, you know, at that time as he is now.
Oh, my God. But, wouldn't that be so
But I guess
cool.
That's kind of what, where Piano Man came from.
Oh,
the
okay.
song Piano Man. That's, again, that's what I heard. I don't know this for sure, but this is just things that I've heard, read, and heard.
Well, I love it anyways.
Alrighty.
You actually need to start fact-checking.
No, I don't. You're the one who keeps asking me to tell you this stuff.
Well,
so
it
you
could
need
be,
to fact-check.
It could, oh, don't start fighting with me. It could be totally false. And I'm like, that's
it could
the coolest
be.
Story.
That's why I always say, I heard. I don't know that any of this is true.
Okay. Well, let's play Piano Man and see if we get a glimpse. And then after Piano Man, we're going to play Elvis Costello. Do you know anything cool about him?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Is he named after Elvis?
No.
Oh.
Actually, he's named after some blues guy or something. I don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Elvis Bobridge or Bainbridge or something. Mm. He was an old blues singer.
I like the fact that I always thought that he was named after Elvis.
Well, no. I mean, considering he's probably not much younger than what Elvis would have been now, so.
Oh, we're gonna start fighting.
No, I'm just saying it wouldn't have the timeline wouldn't have made sense.
Like, okay.
I mean, Elvis had he not choked on a peanut butter and Benny
You know what?
Sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. You always have to bring up
How
stuff that drives me crazy.
How old would he have been?
I don't know. Okay. But you didn't have to bring... He didn't choke on no sandwich.
Okay, let's listen
that's
to Piano
Mama,
Man now.
That was that... The Mama whatever... She what's her name choked on a peanut butter sandwich? Get your
no Mama Cass did not choke on a peanut butter.
Or she choked on something.
A ham sandwich.
Right, not Elvis. Do you think Elvis is sitting around choking on peanut butter sandwiches?
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
All right, goodbye. At least he didn't write songs about being in an asylum.
Okay, but he didn't write much of anything. Let's put it that way.
Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Tonight, well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Thank you.
Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la 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 di di da, la la di di da.
After so long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker Valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. See, you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. My
caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Can you believe I found a Greg Allman promo?
Yeah.
I couldn't find... I like this. Do you remember this? I used to play this when you would come on. It would be the... Hey, calling for Jackie's... No, something like... Johnny's Food Master.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Okay. Can you imitate it?
No, I can't.
Okay, why don't you get up close to the mic? Get involved.
I don't have a Boston accent.
You don't? Get involved.
Get involved.
Yeah.
Involved with what? This?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What we're doing here.
Oh, that. Okay.
What were you doing on that device?
Nothing. I was looking up my, fact-checking my Billy Joel story.
Is that true?
It is true, but it doesn't necessarily say that it was because of the label. I think it was in the process of moving from one label to another. But the reason he did Bill Martin is his middle name.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So the next song we have is the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, this is a good one.
All right. Well, is there any cool stories about these guys?
No. Everybody knows Charlie Daniels. Fiddle playing.
Yeah.
This is just like a song. If you know Charlie Daniels, you'll know the song. If not, it's just a good song, I think.
Okay, cool.
It tells a little story.
Oh, it does? Do you like stories?
Oh, sure.
So DJ Lawnchair loves this ritual. I think it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Listen to Alice's Restaurant.
Right, which is like 45 minutes.
It's not that long, but okay.
And what radio station plays that?
Oh, I don't know. I think a few of them do.
And what does that anything to do with Thanksgiving?
Because at the beginning of it, they have a Thanksgiving feast.
Oh.
And then they try to clean up for Alice, and then they throw all the trash over the cliff. And that's the police find the trash.
Who sang that?
That's Arlo Guthrie.
Right. And then what are the waitresses sing that you're really into, too?
Oh, that was just that. I like that Christmas wrapping.
Oh, and they're babbling about stuff, too. They're like, oh, yeah. And then I had Christmas time this year.
Okay, that's why it's called Christmas wrapping.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Okay, let's play some music now.
You don't want to hear me sing? This is a 4-hour show, and you're the star.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so you get to listen to me sing.
Wow,
we're going to play Name That Tune. Where
you're
I'll just
in trouble,
sing.
Then.
I'll just sing stuff, and then you get to guess what it is.
No, we won't be doing
live
that.
Live on the air.
We won't be doing that.
Oh, before I play your precious Charlie Daniels Band song, when DJ Carrot Stick was just a wee one, he'd say, DJ Lawnchair, tell me a story. And you would tell stories that were songs that weren't really stories, like...
Oh, no, that was like TV theme songs.
Yeah.
Let's play Name That Tune.
No! but yeah, you did Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
And you did...
The Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, he thought those are real, real stories. All right, let's do this.
All righty.
Uneasy Rider. I wonder, does this have anything to do with the 60s?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that.
All right, get back on your device.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now, the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now, he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president? Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
That's why nobody wants to drive a truck right now.
So that was an amazing song. That was so good. Thank you, DJ Lawn Chair. Wow. I should have sat and listened to it instead of just talking and talking. So we have TARDIS Jukebox coming up in a couple minutes, and with a 3-hour set, which is going to be cool. But before that, we're going to play a song. It's called How Lucky. And after How Lucky, we're going to play Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airman. Now, do you know anything?
I don't think we have enough time, do we?
We're going to try. Okay. Do you know anything about Commander Cody?
No, not a lot.
So he's a trip, and I actually think he's from here. I looked up some stuff on him, but I used to always end Radio 10 with this particular song. It's called Sunset on the Stage. It's live for 1973 from Austin, Texas. So when COVID stopped and we got to come back into this studio, I was getting ready to play this, and it popped up on the news that he had died the day I came back into the station.
Oh.
Are you a superstitious man?
Am I? No.
All baseball players are superstitious.
Okay.
So,
all baseball players and Stevie Wonder, right?
Yes. So this song that I'm playing is dedicated to you because we're very lucky that you're here and you have all this knowledge. And when are you going to come back to Radio 10?
Don't know.
Don't know?
Don't know.
What if we pay you more money?
I don't know. Just speak to my agent.
All right. What's the phone number?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for coming. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
One, two, three. The day I walked down the street, I used to wander. Yeah, I shook my hand and made myself a bet. But it was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? I brush my shoes and I hum from the rearview mirror. Brides the admiration in a blind spot of regret. There was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky I can't want.